Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be back on the microphone. This is going to be a really fun episode. I've actually been talking about doing this episode for a while with this person who's here with me, and it's about like finding your groove and your like identity and personal style. And I feel like this goes so overlooked, but it has elevated who I am as a person. And I felt like I was dressing for somebody in the past and embodying somebody like that I want to be or in the future. You know what I'm saying? Like they were not talking to each other. Like the girl who bought for trends and mostly wore like Amazon items, nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying they were not quality and they didn't fit me right. And the girl that was going to go talk to, you know, like these incredible businesses, like that's not the same person. You know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't looking polished like how I wanted to look. And my identity was kind of off with my outfits, how I showed up, how I felt in my feminine power. So we're going to talk about all of that. Like, how can you do it? How do you dress for success? How do you dress for your body type? And what are some tips? Because babe, we're in the season of people getting married and bachelorette parties, and it is expensive. So yes, I do be going to that Prime Day sale and getting some shirts. All right. So we're going to talk about it all because it is tough to find that style. So I have someone special here. She's a fashion stylist and like wardrobe, what was you say? Like cultivator, creator,
consultant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rad Mill is here.
Hi.
I'm so excited. It's so fun because we've been talking about doing this for a while, and I feel like
I know.
You've been in charge of like purging my closet for multiple years. No, not even 2 years, probably a little more. Yeah. Like 4.
I mean, and the most recent timing a few weeks ago.
And we purged.
And you were so decisive.
I was so wait, yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Like, can you tell that I've changed? Like, can you see from the last time you're in my closet to this time that I'm like different?
Totally. But you're so, I think you have a clear vision now of where you want to go and what you want your clothes to represent. And you wasted no time.
No, babe.
During our audit.
I was like, no, get rid of it.
You're
like,
great.
You want to try it on? I'm like, nope, no. Talk to me about your auditing because that it's always really fun. It always takes way longer than we think because you have to go through everything with detail and it's all the things you've been avoiding. Like the pants that you don't want to put on because you're not really sure how it's going to make you feel or look.
Totally.
The old shirt that like someone's maybe significant other bought them and it doesn't really align with their style, like, but you
12
feel bad.
Years old.
Yeah, literally about getting rid of it. Yeah. Or like this is hilarious. I had a shirt. This was from last time that my mom bought me to go abroad in. You guys, it was from like Target. It just like said something like from, I think it was in Spanish because I went to Spain. And I was like, I can't get rid of it.
Sentimental like, value.
It but
has
it's a
this
shirt.
Grip on us. But I'm like, when it comes to this specifically, I am the least sentimental person you'll ever meet. Because if it's in your closet and you're actually not wearing this item of clothing, all it's doing is taking up space and cluttering your mind.
Yeah. So, because you do think about it.
Totally.
And it's sitting there and it's looking at you and it's like, why aren't you wearing
it? Completely. Yeah. No, and it's so much mental clutter as it is physical clutter.
Yeah.
Which is what I've noticed over the years of doing this. People feel immediately liberated once they clear the clutter and streamline their wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's an organizing service called Clear the Clutter. Literally,
really?
It's like hashtag great. That. Like literally.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, exactly. Right there. Boom. Yeah. Done.
Totally.
Talk to me about your auditing because half of what you do is auditing and the other half is really like curating stylists. You do a ton of people.
Yeah.
But like talk to me about that and like who you are and all the things.
I think everyone could benefit from having a closet audit. So what you and I did.
Yes, and it was fun.
It is fun.
I liked it. I like shedding.
You?
I love shedding.
Yeah.
I'm in like a season of shed. Clutter, get rid.
Yes. So similar to what I did with you, we go through every piece of clothing that you have in your closet and we pull the items one by one and we have honest conversations about each piece of clothing. Be honest. How often are you wearing this piece? How are you styling it? Does it even fit you anymore? Does it reflect your current lifestyle and your current personality? And then we make our piles, things that we're for sure keeping, things that we're donating or throwing away, and our maybe pile.
Yep.
These are items that you haven't tried on in a long time. You don't know how to style this item, but you like it. At the end of our audit, we try on that maybe pile and then we're kind of able to quickly determine if this is something that we're going to keep or if this is something that we're going to get rid of.
Yeah. It's really fun. I loved it. I mean, like, you are kind of facing yourself in the mirror and being like,
yeah,
here we go, baby. Like, I'm putting on the turtleneck that like literally suffocates my neck, but it's really cute. The color's great. And it was kind of expensive. And you're like, fuck.
And what so we hold on to them.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's a great way to streamline your wardrobe. And it also kind of gives you some insight into any shopping habits that you might have. Mm-hmm. So you might have like 12 of the same white shirts.
What? Or
you might
have like...
You might have 8 turtlenecks or like halters or whatever. And we don't need all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it kind of gives me an idea of any missing pieces that you have from your wardrobe. So like key items that will really enhance and tie your wardrobe together.
Yeah.
And oftentimes those are like basics that that men and women are missing. So like a high quality white t-shirt or a nice tailored blazer or a good pair of denim. And then I'm able to make those suggestions.
We put on, and we'll talk about like shape and like what fitting for your body type, but we put on, I remember blazers and you were like, this one is too large and this one is too small. And I've been keeping them because I'm like, well, they're blazers. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And I put them on and I do look weird. One was like oversized off my shoulder. It would not look polished enough to wear to like a business meeting.
Yeah.
And the other one, I looked like I was wearing a Polly Pocket jacket. Like what in the, why was I, keep, like it was just like, but I'm like, no, you these are my blazers. These are my blazers. You're like, dude,
I have to hold on to them.
Yeah. It's so funny to just like be in there and do that. And I'm like, but as inherent, like my style is changing and I'm inherently growing.
Yeah.
I want to be the girl that wears the blazers with the jeans.
Totally.
Sick. Like, that's so
edgy. And you can be that girl.
Yeah.
We can all be that girl.
But I'm like, you're just holding. I guarantee all I got to say is we were having so much fun. We were laughing our asses off. And I guarantee you're holding on to shit you don't need. But okay. Personal style is hard though. And you look at a lot of different people's personal style. But like, talk to me about how you curated yours, because at some point you probably felt like we did, where we're like, what? Who am I?
No. I don't like to even pigeonhole myself, right? And this is my one aesthetic. But in high school, I definitely, it's not that I ever succumbed to peer pressure, but I did succumb to like trends in high school. I just wanted to fit in like everybody else. And then in college, I kind of stepped out of that and stepped into my own. So I was wearing like a lot of color, experimenting with layers. And then I moved to Los Angeles shortly after college. And I started working in fashion in downtown LA, and it was the best. It kind of catapulted me into this like fashion world. And I worked for a women's contemporary clothing line that was startup. So I was exposed to like different designers. I was in charge of like celebrity gifting. I was helping with edit. Like it was so cool. And just from being in that atmosphere, I was able to gain inspiration.
Yeah.
Cause you know, LA, like you go and you're immediately inspired.
Last time I told you I went there, every time I go back there, I remember what I want to be dressing like, because I'm like, oh God, they dress so well here. Yeah. They look so good and chic and unique.
Yeah. And that's what I
love that.
Yes. And so I kind of tried to step into this like uniqueness that it is a reflection of me and my personality. And if that means I never wear a trend again, like so be it. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot about your LA trips. I mean, like, or your stint in LA.
It was cool. It was
being in the hub. It's either the LA or New York.
Totally.
Or overseas, I guess.
Totally.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh, overseas.
And you saw so much. But like, okay, you had to shed too. Like, I feel like when I think of style, and I know you say don't pigeon yourself, but how do you go into a store and like you might like something. Like let's say I like the shirt that's hanging up. Mm-hmm. But like how do I know to identify if that's my style or if I'm just like kind of liking the shirt because I've seen it on other people.
Because you've seen it on somebody else and you want to replicate that look. I think style, and this sounds so cheesy, but I do think it's just as emotional as it is visual. Mm. So think about how you want to feel in your clothing. Do you want to feel powerful? Do you want to feel whimsical? Do you want to feel comfortable? So if you now are stepping into this like identity of like, I want to be this powerhouse. Mm-hmm. What will you put on your body that will make you feel that way? You know, and just start from there. Start with like an anchoring piece. So if you're into blazers, find a blazer that you love, try on 10 different blazers, find one that you like, and then build around that. And it can be easy, right? Like you get inspiration from the internet, go on Pinterest, pull outfits, go on Instagram. There are plenty of cool fashion forward Instagrams to follow.
Yeah.
You know, fly to New York City and like step outside and just look around and be inspired by what people are wearing. And then figure out what works best for you.
Yeah, I like that idea because it is how do you feel in it?
Totally.
I feel like no one thinks about the emotional. I had this question for you. I wrote down, I was like, why shedding layers of what you think you should wear matters.
Oh,
because yeah. I think I need to wear that. Like this is hilarious, but I remember going to the bar. Oh, the Loop. Sorry. We don't speak of her in Minneapolis, but shout out Loop. Literally never going there again. Oh, okay. Anyway, I remember being there and looking around and I was wearing like a white tank top. I want to say jeans, like light wash jeans and like some Nike sneakers. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I'm not even being funny.
I know what you're
gonna say. There were like 45 women wearing the same exact outfit.
The Air Force Ones.
Yes. And then I was thinking about it and I'm like, I think I wore this because I thought I should wear it, not because I actually know what I want to wear. And I feel like so many of us get stuck in that loop.
Yeah.
And then you buy what you see everybody else do. And then we already know, I'm not even going to like talk about it, but like fast fashion, like all of this stupid stuff on social media where they're like, you must have this shirt. Right. And then you get it and you're like, this is the worst shirt I've ever purchased in my life.
I don't like it at all.
Were you selling me this? Oh, because you're in commission.
Totally.
Nice. Got it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just like that. I liked that question of like, why shedding, or it wasn't a question. It's more of a statement of like shedding layers of what you think you should wear matters.
I love
because
that.
It's freeing.
But you know what I noticed? So when we were doing your closet audit,
you
now kind of stepping into this new style identity by doing the closet audit, you were able to, it was like a process of elimination. Mm-hmm. You were able to eliminate pieces that you know don't represent you anymore. Mm-hmm. Like that lime green, it was cool and cute. And I understand at one point, like why you'd wear it, but like a lime green, you know, crop top isn't you anymore.
Nope.
So we were able to get rid of it. And that already kind of helps hone in on what it is that you want to really be focusing on.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I can't wear something with like a little midriff at some point, but
not.
It just doesn't feel like me anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'm in my late 20s, going to come into my 30s, and I want to feel like, wow, polished. Like, think about when you go to dinner. I think of dinner because I'm like, okay, I don't go to the office anymore or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dinner, and you see a woman walk in and she looks so posh, like slicked back hair or maybe like tucked behind her ears because that's so slay.
Yeah.
And it's just like she's wearing like a non-revealing outfit, but she looks sexy.
Totally.
Like you're like, fuck, I want to look like you. I want to look like you.
So
and you
elegant.
Respect it.
Yeah.
And you just know like that woman has style and she's not going to Forever 21. No shade to Forever 21, but like, sorry.
Yeah.
And she's not buying to trends. She's buying to her.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just trying to think of like building that confidence and choosing what you really love. How do people continue to do that? So you talked about like kind of creating like a mood board.
Yes.
You talked about that. How do we like identify what, like, do you believe in like colors that we should or shouldn't wear? Like, do you know all those things that we hear about?
Yeah. I actually did a color analysis recently and it was kind of, I think we naturally do gravitate towards what works best for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think there are certain colors that can absolutely like enhance your complexion or complement your like facial features.
Sure.
But I have also, like, I do think timeless is trendy. And if you are into like neutrals and basics, like stick to that. You don't have to change it, like own it. But color can be intimidating.
It is.
I don't have too many like fashion rules because fashion is so personal, but I try to stick to like the three color limit rule.
Oh,
like if you're
okay.
assembling an outfit, you don't need to go beyond three colors.
Oh my, I've never heard this. Yeah, of course it does though.
Yeah,
because it's like, okay, like if you're wearing like a okay, actually talk about this because you're wearing a deeper blue jean.
Yes.
Like what would you do or not do with it?
Well, first of all, I was inspired
by. Also, I love your outfit.
Thank you. I went to Copenhagen last year with my two best friends.
Yeah.
And this like Scandinavian style these girls have going on, I was like floored. They have like these exaggerated colors and they do like bold colors, cool hair accessories. So I was like inspired by Copenhagen. But yeah, like for like, do you like monotone, monochromatic outfits, right?
Love
so it's kind of, I wanted to stick with like the blues. I'm all about blues and blacks.
Yeah.
I think growing up we were so like, you can't do navy blue and black.
Yes. I've heard this so many times. Yes.
But like, I see it all the time and I love it. So I'm not afraid to wear like a dark denim with a black blazer. And, you know, I try to layer with the white t-shirt underneath.
Oh yeah, I see that now. Yep.
It just adds some like depth and some visual interest. And then, you know, the earrings are always great. Accessories will take you very far.
So
you know what I mean?
You just like said a bunch of like ping, ping, pings that I didn't know. I'm like, okay, so white basic tee underneath an element. Like what is this?
White basic tee is such an essential, it's such a closet staple.
Okay.
And again, I've gone through hundreds of wardrobes, and a lot of the time people are just missing like high quality basics.
Okay.
I'm all about investing in high quality basics because they are timeless. You will wear them like forever, over and over again. Mm-hmm. But a white t-shirt can be worn under like a knit, right? A neck cute white t-shirt under a knit, so you can see some of the white pop. You can wear a white t-shirt under just a blazer. Mm-hmm. Like if you're ever in panic mode, that. A good pair of denim, a belt, a white t-shirt, and a blazer, and like an accessory.
Rad had something to say to me about my belts. She's like, so wear your belts. I'm like, oh, I have one.
You know why?
And I'm wearing it right now because Rad made this outfit, and I actually love this outfit, by the way. So I'm like, but I'm like, you're like, where are all your accessories? Well, funny story. Yeah. I don't have any. I'm like, no fucking wonder I've been falling flat on my outfits. Like, no shit. Where's your earring? Like, yeah, where are your belts?
And I get it. Not everyone is big on accessories. Ugh. However,
I want to be though.
I do think they really, really do enhance your outfit. If you want to look elevated, but stay casual and like minimalist.
Yeah.
Minimalistic. A belt also, it's like, it goes beyond functionality now. It is such an accessory.
I know.
The belts now have like such cool heart. Like yours has such cool.
This is, you want to know what this
silver
is?
Hardware.
A vintage Fry belt that I found at a like prop shop, like thrift store.
Wait, I love that.
And I bought it when I was in, I think, college.
So cool.
And the only reason I bought it is because it was a Fry brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know that I can wear this now, but I know me in 5-10 years will want this. And so I bought it. I had like, I literally paid in cash, used like some quarters because I had like nothing.
No, but I love.
And I bought it for like $30.
It's so like a
funny story though, because I'm like, oh my God, I knew older me would want it.
It's so cool. And it totally enhances your outfit. It adds some visual interest. It's a unique belt. And I think that's great. So yeah, you know, and belts also, you know, they accentuate our waists and they look pretty. Like I love a belt. I think they are so underutilized.
Yeah.
Especially if you just want to like keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, but just add a belt.
You know, okay, so I want to first, I have so many questions because this is so good. And I feel like I'm sitting here wondering the same things if I was listening. If I was going to go buy like 5 items right now, like what would you say everybody needs these in their closet to make their elevated wardrobe?
Okay, good question. White t-shirt.
Okay.
For sure.
Done.
There are certain brands that I like. And I have at least like 2 or 3 t-shirts of different like styles. Yeah. Like some are a little more tight, some are bigger so I can like tuck in, whatever. White t-shirt, a blazer.
Okay.
Blazers are timeless.
Color, and doesn't matter?
I like black. Okay. Any neutral colored blazer. And then if you want, you can expand into like plaid blazers and like cool.
Which I love.
So t-shirt, blazer, a good pair like of dark wash denim. Mm-hmm. Dark wash specifically. They
I
just
don't
look
have any rit. Dark wash.
Well, we're going to get you a pair. Okay.
I'm like, oh my God, my wardrobe is missing things. Okay.
So dark wash denim and some type of like flat, like a loafer or a ballet flat or a slide. I love sneakers, but sneakers aren't always an appropriate shoe.
Yeah.
And then I would say some type of cool like jacket, whether you're into like long trench coats, a leather jacket. Barn jackets are everywhere right now.
Yep.
You'll see this fall. But some type of a versatile jacket. And those would be my top 5 key players.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's easy too. Cause I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And what none of what you're saying is anything that has been trendy.
Yeah.
But I've seen them over and over and over again. If you look on Pinterest for like a cool outfit and you see a post from like 2020 or
totally
even before, they're still with those items, but they're just, it's evolving. And those are the things that are staying.
Yes.
Do you have any brands that you're like, these are my go-tos? Like just,
oh, you know what?
First things. There's so many.
Yeah. There's so many too that like, and I understand not everybody, myself included, can afford like a high quality, sustainably made $200 t-shirt.
Right.
I like Lesette t-shirts.
Okay.
L-E-S-E-T. Great brand for a high quality white t-shirt.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah. I mean, there are brands that, you know, are funky, cool brands that I love that I can't really afford, but Perfect White Tee is great.
Yep.
Reasonably priced for sure. Like this blazer is Massimo Dutti.
Okay.
Decent price points.
Mm-hmm.
I also, for jeans, these are Reformation. I find Reformation jeans to be pretty good quality.
I like them.
I mean,
Citizens
likes
Against
that,
or Citizens with Humanity, Citizen, or whatever it is.
Yeah, Citizens of Humanity.
I do like those. Mm-hmm. I like those jeans. It is definitely a like a splurge slash investment.
Totally.
But I will say, I've bought so many pairs of Zara pants, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Zara jeans, you know, I bought 900 of the same pair. We tried them all on. They all fit me weird. There's a weird crotch thing going on, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I've probably spent what I have on Zara jeans,
right,
that I could have just invested in literally like two pairs of really nice jeans.
Right. Like, and they'll last you.
I know.
If you find good denim.
Oh, yeah.
Like good high quality denim, they will last you for years. Ugh, Levi's, like Wrangler, you know, like the... A lot of like vintage denim that you can find at any thrift store right now, any vintage shop. You can go on eBay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Poshmark, whatever. Anywhere. Depop. Like anywhere to find something. It doesn't have to be brand new is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, not at all. And jeans are tough. I think most of my clients struggle with denim. There's no way around besides like you got to try on many and then find the pair that like fits you, that hugs you in the right places. And stick with that.
I know.
But it's kind of, yeah.
It drives me nuts.
I know.
Oh my God.
Me too.
When you're, okay, so we're going to also talk about body types and dressing for confidence, but like building the confidence and choosing what you really love, like how do you start doing that? Because I think part of what I saw was leaving college, right? You're like, you're dressing with the trends, you're sharing closets with your friends, like you're all looking kind of the same because unless you're like, you're uniquely you and you're blessed and you already knew who you were. Great. Cause I didn't, I was like, who the hell am I?
Me neither.
And I'm leaving and I've got all these weird outfits that I could wear to the bar and nothing I can wear to work. So you go to H&M. And you buy a shit ton of like work stuff that doesn't fit you very well. It's not very good quality. And you don't know what you're doing. Like, you just don't know what you're doing. And then you're looking at like a Molly Mae on Instagram. And she's incredible. She's chic. She slays. Yeah. And you're like, but wait, how do I go from this to this? Like, I can't. How do I curate the wardrobe? Because right now I'm like, I have a few pieces and it's just a mess. Like, because that's where a lot of us are.
Totally. It's interesting because I recently watched, I was randomly on YouTube and she came up.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was showcasing this outfit of hers that was, she said it's so simple and basic. And it was, I think it was like a fitted sweatsuit.
Yeah.
But the way she accessorized it, she had her like statement earrings in, she pulled her hair back, she had a red lip and she had sunnies and a purse. And instantly elevated. She looked so chic and elevated. But I would, so you start with the basics. Okay. If you can build out a capsule wardrobe, which like those five items that we just talked about, right? You don't need a plethora of options. There's actually this concept called the paradox of choice where you're probably familiar. Essentially, we want options because we think they'll, you know, those options will make us happier. But in fact, it makes our life much harder.
Yes.
So narrow it down, streamline your wardrobe, start with like three bottoms that you like, a good pair of jeans, maybe a skirt and a trouser. Start there. Then go to your tops, a button down of any color, a white t-shirt. Okay. Maybe like a tank top. And then move on to jackets, a trench coat, a leather jacket, and then maybe like a cropped fun jacket. Knits are really important.
Those are, like, those are tough because they're expensive. Yeah. They're always expensive.
They're expensive, but I think worth like, it, though. Totally. Let's say you have one knit that you really like. You can style in different ways, right? So like one day wear a white t-shirt under your knit. Another day get like a white button down, which you also should have in your closet.
I know.
Put that on under the knit and pop the collar, right? So it's like a whole new look. Add a jacket. But just start with those basics and, you know, a pair of loafers or slides or ballet flats, maybe a heel and a sneaker. Don't overwhelm yourself.
No, because it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think what can a lot of people confuse with is like, I wear like fun dresses to like weddings.
Yeah.
Like I'll go on Meshki and I'll get like a few, like I'll get a fun dress. It's about $100. I invest it. I'll wear it to like four weddings in a season.
Yes.
I don't care.
Good.
If you were at a wedding before me with me. And I wore the same thing the next time. I don't care.
You shouldn't.
Because guess who's not important today?
You shouldn't.
I'm at the wedding as a guest. Like, what are we doing?
Mindset.
Yeah, it's just like, otherwise you're buying a gazillion.
It gets to be a lot.
But I feel like I find when I wear a piece together, simple, really chic outfit, the clothes fit my body.
Yes.
My accessories are on point. I have my hair done. I don't have, I'm not wearing makeup today. I don't have to be wearing makeup, but I still feel like myself and I feel confident whether I'm walking in a room with somebody who I'm going to shake hands and make like a business talk conversation to, or like I'm with my girlfriends and we're having a cocktail.
I love that. I think undoubtedly our energy introduces us before we introduce ourselves. Clothes have the power to make us feel confident and clothes don't define us by any means, but like, you know, when you're in something that's well-tailored, it's fitting you in all the right ways, like you're going to show up really open-heartedly, and people are going to pick up on that energy and gravitate towards you because you feel good, you know, in what you're wearing. It's the coolest.
It is the coolest.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, your earrings are the coolest right now. Oh my God, I keep looking at them. They keep peeking through like your hair.
Are
and
they
I'm
so
like,
loud?
They're, no, like they're so good. No, no, no. They're not loud. They're like perfection.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to talk about the like definition of identity, personal style, but like body types and dressing for confidence in your body type. This is tough because everybody's body is so different and unique. And even like me, when we were, I talked about this jeans, I'm buying jeans and there's a crotch thing happening, but like they're squeezing my quads and my glute and then like they're too short or they're too straight, but I see girls wearing them. So I'm like, wait, I'm confused. I thought I looked like you, or maybe I don't really look like you. I want to look like you. You know, it's just like this swirl. So how do we dress for our correct body type? And like, where the hell do we even start?
Yeah. Well, you start by looking in the mirror to determine what body type you are. So like we start there because not everybody knows.
Yeah.
You can get really specific and get like a measuring tape and do all that. Or you can just strip down and literally look in the mirror. And they're essentially like five different body types, right? So we have like the rectangle athletic build. So you're... shoulders, waist, and hips are all of similar proportion. And then you have a hourglass. So like your shoulders and your hips are of the same proportion. Your waist is naturally
whatever.
Naturally more narrow.
That way. Yeah.
And then you have a pear-shaped body type. So you carry a lot of volume in your hips, not so much in your shoulders. And then you have the opposite of that, which is an inverted triangle. You carry more volume up top in your shoulders and you have narrower hips. And then there's the apple shape. You carry more volume in your midsection. So you're right. Every body type is different and you might see something on somebody that looks incredible, but she might have a different body type than you, which is fine. You can still achieve that look, but you just have to alter the proportions. So like it's all about creating harmony and having balanced proportions to look as visually appealing as you want to look.
Yeah. You know I see. No, I get what you're saying. I totally do. Will you just go through each one and kind of give like a little like, this is how I would dress this type.
Yeah.
And if you, I mean, it's vague, but it's also important because people are like, okay, well, I think I'm identifying as apple or you know, triangle or whatever.
And honestly, sometimes this topic gets some pushback and it can be controversial. It just in general, when you're talking about body types,
right.
I like to see it as makeup, the way that we wear makeup, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we will put certain things on our face that might conceal something that we don't love, or we might wear something or use an eyeliner that like enhances a feature that we do love. And it, the same applies with clothes.
I think so.
So if you have like a rectangular body frame or an athletic build, you can do things that will create maybe the illusion of some curvature. Oh. So you can do, you know, something like a broader shoulder and maybe like an A-line skirt, like have some volume down below, have some volume up top, and keep your middle section as is.
Oh, cute.
For like a pear-shaped, for example, if you want to balance out the proportion, you wear something a little with more volume up top. So you wear, you know, embellished shoulder pads or something that kind of brings the attention up top.
Yeah, even a blazer or whatever.
A blazer, too, like a little
shoulder pad situation. Okay.
Or like something with a scoop neck. Inverted triangle, you know, a V-neck is really flattering on somebody who has like broader shoulders, or another like an A-line skirt or a high-waisted pant that is straight leg. For like an apple shape, any long type of like blazer or coat looks great. So you just kind of have to play with the evening of the proportions. And like an hourglass, for example, you know, a wrap skirt or a wrap dress. Okay. A high-waisted pant, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I like it. It's easy. It's actually not as complex as you think. But it is hard when you're like, oh, I want to look like insert influencer. They're wearing that outfit, but I know that outfit's not going to look good on me. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens in people's heads, right? They're like, oh, it's not.
Totally.
We don't look the same. But
no, completely. But you can find, like, if, you know, you see an influencer and you like that she has a trench coat on, but maybe you're carrying more volume down below, then you find a trench that's cropped and like make it a little more boxy. You can kind of achieve the same look, but like the proportion is a little different.
Okay, love.
Yeah.
I also feel like, by the way, you're really talking to individuality and not fixing flaws, because there's no such thing as like a fixing of a flaw.
Yeah.
But like you said, like if you actually, this is a good segue. if you have like big boobs, mm-hmm. small boobs, you mm-hmm. know, like, is there a way to dress for that? Because I feel like a lot of my friends or people who I've spoken to with larger, they're larger up top. They're like, I feel sexualized in everything totally. I wear. Yeah. For the people that are flat, they're like, I feel like I mm-hmm. am not sexy in anything I wear. So mm-hmm. there's this like weird, like, how do you dress for those different types? Because we're females.
Totally.
And we want to feel that feminine power. But
and that's all individual too, right? Like if you do have big breasts and you want to wear something that's low cut, like, do
also
that.
If you got it, flaunt it. That's all I gotta say. Hell, like, don't yeah. don't make anybody make a rule for you, babe. No, like, this is for all. You and only you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and dress for yourself and yeah. dress, you know, in whatever makes you feel your best. But again, if you have like a bigger chest, then maybe avoid a V-neck and maybe go for like a scoop neck, or, you know, add some volume down below if it's like a bubble skirt or a high-waisted you know, pant that, you know, flares out a little bit at the bottom.
Cute. Yeah.
Kind of bring the attention down below. And then if you like, I, you know, if you're like me and you are not, you don't have a bust, mm-hmm. then you can maybe get away with wear like more slinkier tops yeah. or, you know, but it's hard to answer because it is so personal.
It is totally to personal.
Each, yeah, to each individual.
What happens if you bought one? No, I'm kidding. I bought mine. So I was like, I can't even be pretending.
Well, have you felt, are you kind of stepping away from certain tops, or are you like, has that changed at
all? I would say I used to be like more privy to like a push-up bra and like okay. maybe trying to show a little cleavage that didn't exist, literally skin.
Yeah.
That I was kind of pulling up to the top.
What can I put in here?
What can I get in there to get it out yeah. there? But no, I literally transparently, like, I feel very in my feminine power right now. Oh. So I don't really care. I will wear a high neck and feel sexy. Cool. I don't really wear a low cut anything. I yep. think that was never really my personality.
Okay.
But I think you notice I love a square top just because yeah. I feel like it looks classy, mm-hmm. but like, I'm not showing cleavage. I'm just showing like my chest.
Totally.
Like to like,
which is so sexy.
Revealed.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like, I had talked about this a long time ago, like getting the boob job, very controversial in my mind, very controversial to wellness in general. Mm-hmm. But it encapsulated, whatever.
Probably.
Whatever the word is. Sure. Use that yeah. if you want. But it like took over my brain every fucking day.
After you did it?
Before.
Before you did it.
Not having boobs. And I was so sick of obsessing over myself. And transparently, everyone says, once you do it, you're going to keep going. That's a lie to me.
Uh-huh.
I did it. I haven't thought about it. I feel good in my skin. I'm not yeah. promoting plastic surgery, period, end of story. Trust me.
I don't
believe
you are.
That is not what I'm saying.
I don't believe you are. Yeah.
But I will say I feel more myself now in my skin.
Love that.
And I feel confident to wear what I want to wear because like I didn't want big. I just wanted to feel feminine.
Yeah.
And I feel like what everything that I've been reaching for and who I am becoming is wanting to feel more feminine, which yeah. is what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really great. Good. I don't think about it. I don't want any more surgery. I'll tell you that. And it makes you want no more, to yeah. be honest. I don't I'm ever sure. want to go under the knife again, ever, ever, ever. So okay. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird like in between. I don't know.
No, I get it. And did you feel like you had to alter like your style based on your new boobs?
A little bit. Okay. I mean, I feel like it's inevitable that people are going to look. That's yeah. bizarre. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing a tube top dress to this wedding I'm going to later yeah. today. And people are like, they're hey, down and up. And I'm like, hi, look up here. What the hell? Because they're just like looking and transparently. They just kind of look proportionate. So totally. Like people are like, oh, that's different. You
totally.
Know, like,
and you probably expected.
So it's kind of expected.
Yeah.
But I totally. Would say I feel more permission to be feminine.
Oh, I love.
Because it's really bizarre. But and this is literally what I'm segueing into was this like. I really wanted to become this feminine like powerhouse,
mm-hmm.
but had always dressed masculine and I always played mm-hmm. the masculine sports and like mm-hmm. I played hockey and lacrosse and like mm-hmm. I always could rock like a sweatsuit. So like I thought that was my style and like wearing, you know, like more, you know, male, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. yeah masculine maybe more like outfits oversized or whatever. Oversized. Or, yeah. Like,
know, yeah.
But part of that was hiding myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't actually my style. It was me not wanting to be seen.
Interesting.
And that's a problem. That's actually something that I was like, wait a minute.
What a revelation to have though.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how do I become more feminine? That's when I called you and I'm like, I need you to come over and just like help me purge. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. cause a lot of these things are just not me. I felt yeah. too young and juvenile mm-hmm. and like weird, mm-hmm. or I felt too masculine and boxy and mm-hmm. oversized and not dressing to my body type.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just like, it's just something to like take your time with and think about, yes. like, who are you and what, yes. who are you talking to and how do yes. you want to be perceived?
Totally.
My inspo, like I talked about in the beginning, looked a lot different than how I dress.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have not bought anything since the purge of my closet. I've been working with what I have. Do totally. I need staples? Yes. You're yes. going to send me links.
Which
of staples
we will get to that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Once the dust settles.
But like,
for you,
yeah, literally. Bit, yeah. But I'm like, I just needed to be me.
So, totally.
Anyway.
And then that's the elimination part yeah. of it is yes. you kind of know now what is no longer suitable for you. If exactly. you're aspiring to be somebody, think of it from that lens. It's okay. Like, I give you permission. And it's helpful, I think, to have somebody too there with you to kind of actually give you permission to let some of this stuff go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, I think what you talked about earlier is like, style's kind of like bullshit because it's fashion. Mm-hmm. Like, I can still wear a sweatsuit and dress it up like yeah, Molly May does.
Of course.
And then I can still wear my cutie little sundress. Yeah. But I felt funny when I identified with a style. Uh-huh. And even my friends were like, well, your style is more. And I'm like, no, actually, my style is more feminine, but
yeah.
I haven't been dressing that way. So how would anyone know that? I don't even know that.
Because clothes have such an ability to, we're able to express yeah. who we are and who we want to be and who we're aspiring to be via what we put on our bodies. And that's what it makes it so powerful and cool. And even listening to you talk, it's so inspirational because it's just so fun.
It is
to
fun.
Like be expressive and get dressed. And it shouldn't be this daunting task. And I completely understand the overwhelm, of course, but I want to help with that. Like, I want everyone to streamline their stuff and actually like use and wear the clothes that you have that yes. you end up liking.
Yes.
You know?
Well, even it's like the thing of like, well, it looks so good, but it's not me. Or like, I don't think I could be that. That's not me. Like those little mesh flats. I finally said, fuck it. I bought some from Zara. I was like, this is dumb. Yeah. Why the hell am I not? And I bought them. I wore them with a yellow sundress.
Okay.
I was like, this is happening. It
did you love that?
I looked like a little queen bee.
Yay.
I looked so fucking you cute.
Cutie.
People were like, oh my God. Look, because I don't normally dress like that.
That's so
and I
great.
Felt so good and cute. And they go, wow. My friend, Maho, she's going to laugh when I say this. She called me. She's like, by the way, I've been loving your outfits. Because she is the best style.
Yes.
And she's like, what a compliment. You look so good. I've you been do like look watching. Good. And I'm like, but you guys, I just finally am dressing how I want to dress. And it's not buy a bunch of new shit. It's like just wear something that makes you feel good. I don't know. I'm on my little
No, it's very
like,
freeing. I loved that.
No,
I
the like, feminine had energy.
I was like, go girl.
Oh my God, I love you. Okay, so I want to talk about what happens when we're buying just for trends and just like how to say no, like when to buy in or when to skip.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of shifting to like trend conversation because it's hard.
Ugh, yeah, trends are tricky and they are forever changing and evolving, and it's impossible to keep up.
I
feel that timeless pieces will surpass any trend at any given time. And if you see a trend that you like, I suppose you can lean into it, but maybe figure out a way to make it personal to you. So if at one point the mesh flats, like they were trending, and if you like that and if you want to be on trend, but maybe you're not a sundress girl, pair the flat with a really cool like sweatsuit that I see people doing all the time, right? Like a matching sweatsuit, a cool mesh flat, and like a jacket and a baseball hat.
Oh, yeah, cute.
You know, like make it your own.
I see.
I don't think you need to buy into every single trend. It's a lost cause. And the fast fashion industry is terrifying because of how fast they are and how fast they're pumping out these trends.
It's the biggest pollutant. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The biggest pollutant.
Totally.
It's scary.
So people are our like, landfills
no, it's
are.
Cows. I'm like, no, I'm like, it's fast fashion, dude.
It's literally, our landfill to the brim.
To the brim. We don't have room. We're putting in the ocean.
It's scary.
FYI, everybody.
I know. And I'm guilty of it too. It's not like I don't buy into it. I do at times for sure.
I do. I mean, I'm talking about Zara. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I do buy at Zara sometimes.
Right. I mean, the price points work. It's convenient.
I know.
They're cute clothes.
I know. They are.
But yeah, the trends are tricky. I'm all about dressing for your body type versus a trend.
When you're shopping, do you go in looking for something or do you scour just to scour?
That would be the right thing to do. Okay. So like my advice always is like if you pull an image from Pinterest that you like, focus on those key pieces when you go shopping. Otherwise, you are going to find yourself gravitating towards something super random that you're going to most likely buy, but you don't know what to do with it. So you can stick with a plan, it's like a grocery list. Like go into the store and know that you need these four items. And try on versions of those four items, but try to like stay the course.
Stay the course.
Yeah.
What do you go in thinking like, should we reflect on, do I have this at home? Because I feel like everybody buys the same thing over and over and over
on accident. Yes. So that's what a closet audit grants you is that, that information, like what shopping habits do I have? Like I actually have plenty of black long sleeve shirts. Like I don't need another one. Mm-hmm. Even if a brand just did come out with one that's slightly different than mine, like you already have them, honey. Let them be. Just kind of take note of what it is that you actually have and don't overspend. Like spend your money on other things. I know. You don't need another t-shirt
another one.
Yeah.
Are there any trends that you were like you bought into that you were like god damn it,
you know what, at one point, and I think this might still be happening, it was like, do you remember like the long dresses like over jeans or pants?
Yeah.
And I think it's
I'm picturing it, but yes, I think I know what you're talking about, like a tube top dress
kind of or any type of like long dress or long shirt, but specifically over jeans. And I was like, should I try that? And I like instantly I put on a version of that and I was like, get me out of this. Like, I can't do it.
I feel like that doesn't help anybody's body type.
Yeah, it's just...
I just feel like I'm like, what?
It's and I'm sure someone could pull it off. And it's pulled off, but not for me. So I'm trying to think if there are any other trends that I recently got a barn jacket, but I got it on Etsy because the one I wanted was like $2,200.
Oh my God.
From the Row. And I'm like, these Olsen twins are not going to care if I go on Etsy and find one. And it's like an old Marlboro. Remember like the cigarettes?
Yeah.
I'm not promoting. But like it's one of those jackets and it looks very similar to this one from the Row. And I don't know if that's like a trend or not, but I think we're going to be seeing a lot of barn jackets this fall. So yeah, I did lean into that and I got one.
Oh my God. Well, but like but you it found it in a sustainable way.
And it was from like the 80s.
Oh, whatever. It's $50. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Can you share any like trends that you've seen that are just like, are there any that you were like, wow, that is tough. What are we doing here?
Well, the dress over the jeans. I now know that's not a trend that I'm into. People at one point were layering, like, and I'm all about layers, but I recently saw this trend on TikTok where these women are layering like long sleeve polos, but like one on top of the other, which, I don't understand the point of it. So it's like two
polos.
Yeah, like, you know, just like a long sleeve fitted polo. So you put one on and then you put another one on that's of a different color. So maybe it's like that like contrasting color that is kind of appealing, but I don't understand the point of that trend.
I'm not going to lie. Everybody on TikTok though that trends, they could wear anything they want. And it's annoying because I'm like, they're just like this specific different body type that like they can wear whatever they want. And I'm like, then I put it on and I'm like, babe, you look like you're like, what's happening here?
But they probably own it.
And they own it and they look good.
And that's what
and I'm sure if I stepped out and was like walking tall with my hair, you know, done and my shoulders were back like this, I'd probably look pretty fucking good too. You know what I mean? It's all about how you
embody
it. And
we would notice.
No one would notice. Yeah. So anyway, I just had to ask that. Okay, so just a few like things that you shared just before we like start to wrap and just styling rules, your go-to rules or guidelines. Maybe I shouldn't say rules.
Yeah.
I'm putting together an outfit or styling. Like a few things you talked to with me is like, we would try on a baggier pair of pants and you're like, well, you need to wear a tight top or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, so can you just talk about that a little bit that someone could take away with?
Yeah. So go back to the basics, right? Okay. Like get yourself a belt, get yourself a nice pair of dark denim. Try not to exceed the three color rule. Okay. Stick to three colors or less. Accessorize. Mm-hmm. If all else fails, it's a white t-shirt, it's a belt, it's jeans, it's a jacket, and it's an earring.
Love.
I feel like those are the basics that I would stick to. Mm-hmm. And notice your shape. And if you need to like balance your proportions, do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think that's it. I don't want it to feel like overwhelming. No, because it already is.
I agree.
But those would be like, yeah.
I feel like when I've had the hardest time is when I've transparently, when I've been trying to work with crop tops.
Yeah, crop tops.
And it's just not working.
Totally.
It's because I'm evolving and I'm maturing. Yeah. But like you put on a crop top and then now the jacket looks weird because you're like, why is your stomach in there? And then this and
I know.
You know, it, and like.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, low rise pants.
Not your what thing,
What in
huh?
the hell? I don't want my muffin top out. Why would I want my muffin top out? Why would I want to you sit have and have a muffin? No, but like, it's just like that skin that we're all blessed with. Because we hopefully maybe if you want to have kids, you'll have kids.
I know.
So it's just like, I'm just sorry. I'm not your thing. To it.
That's fine.
Yeah. I bought a pair of Target pants that were flat or flat. They were, I looked flat. They were low rise and I looked weird.
Did you? You just didn't like it.
I looked funny. It looked like, and my torso looked like it was like 40 feet long, and I'm like, what's happening?
Well, in
here?
Proportion to a denim can be hard. I had actually a client last week. She was petite. I think she was maybe like 5'1 or 5'2, and she's like, well, I like a high waisted pant, but every time I put one on, like, I'm short and my torso. And I'm like, so then for my petite clients or my shorter clients, like, go with a mid rise, because a mid rise is going to fit you the same way it would fit like somebody who's taller, who's looking for like a high waisted thing. So like,
true.
You got to mess with those proportions. Also another little trick that I tell all my clients, if you can get matching hangers, it completely like, it makes your closet look orderly. Mm-hmm. It streamlines everything. Things are easily accessible. It looks organized. And we should, if we can, like if you have this space, if you have an extra closet, or if you have like a clear bin from the container store or something, you just want to see what's in season in your wardrobe. So now that we're transitioning into fall pretty soon here, I'd want you to get rid of like all your summer stuff.
Okay.
Tuck it away, store it under your bed, put it in a closet. That way you're able to see what you have, access your pieces and actually wear them. So nothing's like hidden or lost.
Yeah, you don't need to have it all in one place. If you can avoid it, you try to avoid
it. If you can, and I know not everybody can. But if you have room. Yeah, if you have room.
Do you believe in the like flip the hanger rule or whatever? Have you ever heard
of
that?
If you don't wear it after a certain. Yeah, I mean.
Does it work? I don't know. I mean, I've never tried it. I've done it for like a day and then I forget.
Yeah, I think it's like everything else. It's like we implement these like, this is going to be great. I'm going to do this thing. And then it kind of ends up falling by the wayside. Some people are super savage. Some stylists are like, if you haven't worn it in 3 months, toss it. I'm not that way.
Oh my God, that's aggressive.
I'm like, can I have a minute? Like,
what if I change a little bit?
Totally.
I don't know.
I would say like if you're still, I like that idea. If you can keep up with it, you know, turn your hangers a certain way. And if you see by the end of the season, you haven't worn that item, or if the hanger's not turned, you get rid of it. I kind of just abide by like the 9 to 12 month rule. If you haven't worn it within 9 to 12 months, like you're most likely not going to reach for it.
Bye bye.
So hand it to me and I'll get rid of it for
you.
I know.
I'm like, here, you take it. You're going to laugh because if I showed you my trunk right now, it's all the clothes that we got rid of.
You still have it.
I'm so bad, but like we're also 2 weeks away from flying to our wedding. And even the thought of like, I have to return something from a specific company, I won't say, but I had the worst protein powder I've ever tried in my entire life. And I will not say it because I don't believe in bashing them.
Yeah, you're
still, and there's a sucralose in there that I'm like, I don't believe in that. Do your own research, do your own thing. Yep, I'm a monk fruit or coconut sugar person. I ain't a sucralose. Okay.
Dang.
And it's sucralose and it tastes disgusting. Anyway, the bag is in there. I have permission to return it. It's in a bag, ready to go to the FedEx.
Should I take your stuff with you to go all my way out? I will drop it at Goodwill for
literally,
you.
Literally, I'm like, we'll put it in a bag and I'm going to say, here you go, Rad, take this because I can't deal with it right now.
I know. We do that literally. Now. It will live in your trunk for months.
Years.
I'm with you.
Years.
I've been guilty of it too.
Okay, so the final two things, because I'm like, oh my God, we could keep going and going and going. I meant to ask this before and I totally like just whipped past it, but like energy shifting as you dress and all these things, like what shifts when women stop dressing for approval and start dressing for themselves?
Oh, I love that. I think everything changes, right? I think you explained it really, really eloquently and beautifully 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like you step into this confidence that maybe you didn't have in the past, and you're able to maybe take greater risks because you feel confident in yourself and in your skin. You are able to attract new opportunities. People notice when you are being authentic, and if 100%. You're not being authentic, unfortunately, you know, it's noticeable.
Yeah.
And I don't think that will ever be in your favor. So I think everything changes.
Everything changes.
Yeah. When you step into your
own. You feel different.
You feel different. Yeah. You're excited about what's ahead and you are exploring opportunities that maybe you weren't so comfortable exploring.
Yeah.
But now
it's less of a comparison game too. I think I lose the comparison of like, you go to a wedding, you see this girl's dress, you're like, God damn it. Like I don't like mine, but
yeah,
I love hers. I wish I could dress like that.
Right.
Dress like that.
Yeah.
Do it.
Totally.
I mean, like save your money, totally. But like maybe buy one staple wedding guest dress. Yeah. You know, that like feels mm-hmm. like you. I'm a Meshki queen. I love Meshki. So I love their pieces because they churn in an appropriate way and I can keep wearing their items. They don't go bad for me. I mean, ideally, eventually, like I'd go one level above that, like and buy like great. A really staple, beautiful piece.
Yeah.
Wedding season is among us, so we are not doing that. However, like,
but wear what you want to wear.
Less comparison. I go on TikTok less, and like all these overwhelming like outfits that people go on trips with, like I'm not watching those anymore, so they don't even come up for me.
Good.
Like I'm not seeing the fast fashion Amazon posting as much, so they don't come up for me. Like, I don't feel like I'm going to a Home Goods, or like, you know, the sale at Zara during this certain specific window and looking for things that I like that just so happen to be on sale.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going in being like, I'm going to get one quality item and this is what I'm getting.
Yep.
And I'm not falling for the, it's cheaper, it's going to be better.
It's more, you know, stress-free that way.
Oh yeah, 100%. I feel way less swirl, online shopping pressure, like constant it's a scouring. It's a spiral.
And yeah.
I used to have packages come every day.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, let's just say I was into that. Okay. Okay. Actually, last question. What's coming up for the next seasons for style? I know you talk about the barn jacket, but like what else do we see?
Barn jacket. I mean, it's like pretty predictable with fall. I would say like chocolate browns, a lot of suede. Do you love? Yeah. I feel like it would look so good against your toe.
Same ditto though too.
Like bag shapes have gotten really specific. So like long kind of rectangular bag shapes with.
What is a bag shape?
Oh,
I thought I was in shape. So I'm like, what is a bag
shape? Is that a new,
I'm
like
that's interesting. I've never heard of that. Okay. Yes. Got it.
My bad. So like
the
shapes of our purses. I'm noticing like a lot of like narrow rectangular with like the long handle.
Yeah.
A lot of stripes and plaid. The fall stuff kind of like, I think, remains the same for the most part. Like we're excited to wear fall clothing because we get to wear our sweaters and our jackets. Yeah. Like a trench coat will never go to style and that's everywhere already. Mm-hmm. So I would look for like maybe those key pieces. But again, wear whatever you want.
A stable boot. Is there a stable boot that exists?
I like a high knee flat versus like maybe one on a heel. I think one on a heel can be a little bit limiting, but just like a flat black, I like a square toe or a pointy toe. I think that looks really chic. And that can be worn with, you know, skirts and tights. It can be worn with like long maxi skirts or dresses.
Yep.
So if you can just, find yourself a nice high pair of like boots, then you're set.
Love. I hate a rounded toe. I don't know why.
You know, it's
I think
thing.
They're ugly.
Yeah.
On a boot. I'm a specific to a boot. I'm talking like I have a few heels that are like rounded and they actually look really chic because they're like a mini heel.
Yeah.
And they're like gold. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like I know there's like ways
I think it
to
looks
do it,
a
but
dated maybe.
Yeah.
Like the round black boot, because I think we wore versions of that like in college.
Yes.
And I think now it's like a little more chic to do.
It's
like
giving
the
that
square. Yeah.
Or with the like plaid the jacket. Toe. Or I mean the plaid button up.
The plaid
it's giving
ups.
That tight around her waist, the brown boots, the tight skinny jeans, the pinned bump it hair. Like that's what it,
Oh my God.
That's what I think of. And I guess who that was? Me.
We just envisioned
I'm talking
that.
About me. It's my past too.
You just described you and I both when we were,
Well, this was really fun. I actually loved, I feel like this, it's crazy how much there is to talk about personal style.
Yeah.
And part of like what I'm shifting with, and I told you this, is like I am shifting so much. I'm changing who I am. I feel like I'm embodying who I want to be.
Love that.
And part of how I'm helping or wanting to help women is like helping them find their brand. Who are you? Like, and part of your brand is how you dress, how you show up, how do you come into a room, how do you feel?
Yes.
Because that will translate to your future.
100%.
You know, that's how you are with your people and how who wants to spend time around you and vice versa.
Yeah.
How you show up in a job.
When
you're at an event and all of a sudden like an opportunity falls in your lap, which is what has happened to me recently. Because my energy and my vibe and how I'm showing up is matching who I want to be.
Yes.
I'm in alignment.
I love
that. And part
of
alignment is outfits.
Yes.
So that's why this conversation happened. Because I just thought this would be so fun. And you're incredible. You do a fantastic job. Where can they find you if they want to do something?
My website is raddolo.com.
Yeah.
But I do a lot on my Instagram, raddydolo, RADDYDOLO. So yeah, hit me up.
You do cute videos.
Oh my God. I feel like
No, you do. You do. You literally do. I'm like, oh my God, thank love. You. Yeah. I love watching your little styles and your like what you're like what we should be buying for.
But it's also tricky because Instagram's changing. It's like what types of videos are going to do well. It doesn't actually matter. For fun. Like I do it for fun. I genuinely like to showcase what I'm wearing and different things, and it's fun. And it kind of goes back to stop comparing and just like do what you want
to
do.
I have so many social media beliefs too, and I need to tell you. Oh, I'll tell you about them. I need to do an episode on it because trust me, I've done the trending thing and I've done the opposite, and I've done nothing, and there's specific things that cause
and you're
all
so well informed too. I feel like it's your job, so you need to probably see so much of
Oh my God. Okay, well, our cameras literally just went out. So if you're watching on YouTube, so sorry. It's going to be a black screen because I love you and we're chatters. But thank you, everybody. You are all my people. I hope that these episodes are starting to feel more aligned to who I am. They feel aligned for me. And I'm really excited to share my people with you. People's stories too. Like, just how they came into what they're doing. I mean, you're doing a non-traditional, like unique job, and it's a grind, but it's actually really beautiful because it's fully aligned with who you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's credible. So you need to give yourself a little pat in the back.
Pat in the back of the butt or whatever. Championing other women. And I think that's great. And
thanks.
Very nice.
I love doing that. That's just why I'm here. I think it's like the reason I'm on the planet. You know what I mean?
I love that. It's very natural to you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you. Okay. Well, this was so fun. And I can't wait for you to do my closet even more again. Send me even more links because I'm addicted now. I'm like, clean it out. Get rid of the clutter.
I love it.
I love you all. If you're hearing this, I'm probably heading into my wedding fairly soon or in a few days. So look for wedding content on my Instagram, Well Said Sid, as always. And if you're ever wondering about our free community, it's the Wealthy Circle. So we're actually making it free, more accessible to as many women as we possibly can. So get in there and talk to the community. They're incredible. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.